Simon & Schuster Audio presents Live Life in Crescendo. Your most important work is always ahead of you. By Stephen R. Covey with Cynthia Covey Haller. Read by Cynthia Covey Haller.
To my magnificent parents, Stephen and Sandra Covey, who modeled living in crescendo throughout their lives, and to my wonderful husband Cameron, the love of my life, for his good humor, continual steadiness, and unconditional love. Preface: Creating Your Best Future. What we leave behind is not what is engraved on stone monuments, but what is woven into the lives of others. Pericles. My dad taught me the best way to predict your future is to create it. He always planned to work and contribute as long as he lived, and he planned to live forever. He made it very clear to his children and those who knew him well that the R word, retirement, was not in his vocabulary. He lied without conscience about his age and cringed when someone referred to the stage of life he was in as his golden years. Dad lived with a carpe diem, or seize the day, attitude and taught all 9 of his children to do the same. He loved to quote Thoreau's admonition to suck the marrow out of life whenever we had a great opportunity ahead of us. This outlook kept him young and constantly learning. We understood he wasn't going to miss any opportunity to enjoy his life and make a difference in the lives of others. After my dad graduated from the Harvard Business School at the age of 25, his brother asked him what he was going to do with his life. He answered simply, "I want to unleash human potential." For the next 55 years, he carried out that goal across the globe through his inspiring books and dynamic teaching, generally around what he called principle-centered leadership. The symbol of his company was the compass, signifying the importance of aligning one's life with what he called true north, a symbol for bedrock principles that don't change over time. Dad believed that teaching these timeless universal principles, common to all people, could dramatically change and impact individuals and organizations for good. He was a visionary man of great ideas and ideals. He loved to learn by asking everyone he met about their lives, their work.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?